I'm calling for phenomena research in Seattle, Washington, and we understand that you had made two sightings of unidentified flying objects on the night of October 31st and November 1st.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could get a description of your experience of both of those things.
Yeah.
Right from the beginning, just as it happened to you right from the beginning.
Well, going over around about 8:15 that night, that Friday night, I was over there by Clearwater Junction, and I saw what appeared to be an airplane dropping down behind the mountain.
Uh-huh.
And I immediately stopped there at the junction and turned it into the Deer Lodge County Sheriff. And they sent some planes out looking for it. And they couldn't find anything, I found out. But on my way over, after I got to thinking about it, it was moving too fast to be an airplane. So I know, I just figured it was a meteor or something.
Yes. What did this object look like?
Well, that time I couldn't really tell. All I could see was green.
Uh-huh.
Green light. Flashing.
Just all green?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any idea how far away it was?
Oh, it was approximately between 5 and 7 miles, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
And then, when I was coming back from Helena, I was over northwest of Helena a little ways, and just starting to pull a pass, getting ready to pull a pass. I was about a mile from the bottom of it. And everything on the truck was working fine, no problems whatsoever, and all of a sudden my lights went out, and my engine shut off. Well, this will happen if a battery cable breaks on one of the things. So I just, started coasting to a stop. And then this damn thing came over the top of me and hovered about 100 yards ahead of me there and 50 feet off the ground. That's where they held me.
Just right over the, it was hovering right over the highway?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, would you give us a description of that object, as detailed as you can?
Well, it's approximately 50 feet in diameter, and I'd say 25 or 30 feet high.
Uh-huh.
It had a big bubble-like object on top and a smaller one on the bottom, which is where the real bright white searchlight was that they had on me.
So they were directing a beam of light on you?
Yeah.
Okay, what color was that beam?
White.
Okay.
And then on the outside edge, there's four green flashing lights, which I assume is the same thing that I saw at Clearwater Junction 4 hours before.
And the object just remained stationary over the highway at all times?
Yeah.
Approximately how long was it there?
I'd say 5 minutes.
Okay, now when it left, did it take off with just a casual motion, or was it high speed?
Real high speed.
I see.
Yeah, faster than anything I've ever seen move.
And how far away do you figure it was from you?
100 yards.
Okay. Did you hear any sound?
Real loud turbine-like sound, like big turbines on a plane or something of this order.
Okay.
But there was no turbulence from it.
Okay, now, what color was the object itself?
I'd say a shiny gray or silver color.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't see it too good on account of the light shining in my eyes.
I see, okay.
But before it turned that on to me, it appeared to be a silverish gray or in that category.
Okay, how long was the object hovering in front of you before they turned that shaft of light on to you?
Just a few seconds.
Okay, now did they turn that off before the object left?
No, it was still on when I found it over the top of the mountain.
I see, okay. Now, how about that bubble top? Was there any light coming from it?
Not that I could see. Like I said, that light was so damn bright that I didn't look into it. Just a little bit, just long enough to make my eyes burn.
I see. In other words, this this light that they were directing on you was actually diffusing your vision then?
Yes.
Okay. Now, those colored lights, were they stable or were they moving at all?
Well, they were staying still, you know, but they were flashing.
Flashing off and on?
Yeah.
Did it seem to have any pattern? Were they in unison or sequence at all?
Yeah, they... I don't know what you'd call it. They all seem to have a pattern which is flashing.
Did they flash?
And then the one right behind it would come out, and then one to the side would come out, you know. And
then it would just continue that sequence?
Yeah.
Okay. How far off of the highway was this object?
50 feet above the ground.
Okay. Now, while you were sitting there and watching this, did you have any unusual physical feelings at all?
Not while I was sitting there. After the thing left, I felt like supernatural powers, you know.
Uh-huh.
I felt like I could have picked up the world and threw it over my shoulder.
I see. Okay.
But I've talked to guys that are paramedics and whatnot, and they say this is from the adrenaline moving in my system so fast that the system couldn't take it.
Okay.
I don't know how much truth there is to it.
Well, did this experience frighten you?
Frighten me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have the feeling by any chance while all this was occurring that you were being watched?
Yeah. I had the feeling that they were, checking me out, you know.
Yes.
The truck I drive, I pull a big tank, and I'm kind of under the, well, I don't know if you call it impression or what, but to the effect that, the whole boat's cement, the powdered stuff, and I kind of think they were just checking my load out to see, checking me and plus the load to see if it was an energy supplying or a source of energy.
Yes. Were you carrying the same load on the previous sighting?
I was empty then.
Okay.
I was going over to get my load.
Did you ever get out of the truck while this was going on?
Well, I started to. I had the door open. But it just kind of, I don't know, it just kind of froze right there in the seat.
Did you have the impression that maybe this object had something to do with you staying in the truck?
No.
Okay. Now, did you have any physical feelings such as a tingling sensation or numbing in any part of your body?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Have you had any physical defects or mental problems since this has happened to you?
Not that I can say, no. I think about it all the time, you know, but other than that.
Have you dreamt about it at all?
Yes.
Okay. Are you dreaming just a reoccurrence of what you experienced?
Yeah, that, and then I get dreaming about what might have happened, you know, to me.
Yes.
I do this quite often.
Okay. Were there any other witnesses besides yourself?
No.
You were the only one. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when that object was hovering over the highway, did it have any motion or movement of any kind?
No, it just sat there as if it was hanging from, you know, strings or something. It didn't move a bit.
And how long was that under observation again?
About 5 minutes.
About 5 minutes, okay.
It stopped my watch for that long anyway.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have that watch checked out for magnetic problems at all?
No, I didn't. It seems to be running all right now.
Were you playing a radio in the truck at the time?
Yes.
Did that also go out?
Everything.
Everything?
Everything electrical went out.
Okay. Do you by any chance have shortwave or CB radio in the truck?
I've got a two-way radio in it, yeah.
Did you try using that?
It was off because when it's real quiet, that thing's got a humming sound to it, and there wasn't a sound there.
Yeah, okay, now did you use it at any time right after your experience?
No.
Okay. major mechanical defects to the truck other than the fact that the engine or the electrical system went out?
We haven't been able to find anything. We have been worried that the engine was hot and from working it, and then shut it down in that bigger hurry. It's possible it could have done something to it, but we haven't been able to find anything yet, as of yet anyway.
Okay. And have you seen anything else in the sky since this experience?
No, I haven't.
All right. What was your opinion of these objects prior to your experience?
I was kind of a halfway believer in them. I figured there's got to be somebody in this world smarter than what we are that can do this kind of stuff.
Yes.
And this is my opinion of them, but I'm a firm believer in it.
Okay. Did you have any strange feelings or any premonition-type feelings prior to the time that you saw the second object?
No.
Okay, now if we send you a questionnaire, would you take the time to fill it in?
Yeah, more or less than trying to just quit. I'm getting so damn tired of everybody. I'm pretty well known in the valley here, and everybody I see, I gotta explain it to them,
Oh, I see.
And I'm getting kind of tired of that, and I just kind of like to try to forget about the whole damn thing as much as I can.
Uh-huh. Have you had any other agencies calling you on this?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Well, we did, too. There were some, I forget what they call themselves, Aerial Phenomena Incorporated or something like that.
Oh, I see. Where were they located?
Just a minute. Honey? Where was that other office from that's calling about this?
They've got a branch here in Kalispell that they've got members here that, a research committee on aerial phenomena.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's not a federal agency or anything like that.
Right. Well, sir, we sure appreciate your talking to us on this matter, and if you happen to see anything in the future, we'd like to hear from you.
Okay.
And our number here in Seattle is... Thank you very much.
You betcha.
Goodbye.